It's City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi. And now the host of our program, City Desk, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Good morning, Mr. Creel.
Good morning, William Sackett. We're a little bit late recording this program. It's Thursday, December 19th. It's 10:55 in the morning here at Biloxi City Hall. And joining me is the Public Affairs Specialist for the City of Biloxi, Mrs. Cecilia Dobbs-Walton. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love seeing that smile because whatever kind of mood I'm in, it'll be a lot better. How are you doing, William?
Okay, it was intriguing. It was 33 degrees and then it was 34 degrees. Reminded me of my childhood where we had many months like that. But of course, like most gentlemen, I was on plant control. So plants were in and then they were out, then they were in and then they were out. And a lot of you fellows know exactly what I'm saying.
And we want to remind people to continue to take precautions. When you see these weather advisories, whether we put them out in a text message or if you go to the city's website at the top right, you will see where you can click on the weather icon. I always say the three P's. You say the four P's, Cecilia.
Plants, pets, pipes, and people.
Just take care of them. If you got an old person living on your street, make sure to check in on them. And know that the cold weather shelter operated by Harrison County, whenever the temperature does get to a certain degree, they announce in advance that this shelter will be open. And if you're out on the street and you see a Biloxi police officer, you flag them down and they'll make sure to help anybody who is in distress. Cecilia, we've had how was your week so far?
It's been a long week and a very surprising week.
It's been a shocking week for some of us. And before I go any further, what I'm going to ask you to do is you issued a statement earlier this week on behalf of Mayor Gilich. It's on the front page of our website. It went out in a B-mail to 9,000 people. Let me pause here and let you read this.
Okay, this is the press release that went out.
When?
It went out on December the 18th, 2019. Mayor Andrew Fofo Gilich announced this morning, remember that was December the 18th, that Cliff Kirkland is on leave pending a resolution of criminal charges. Kirkland, 67, was arrested Tuesday night by Biloxi police on two counts of allegedly touching a child in a lustful purpose. As mayor, I always put the city of Biloxi's interest first, Gilich said. These charges are shocking. While I have known Cliff Kirkland for over 30 years, be assured there will be no special treatment. As a civil service employee, he is entitled to due process. The mayor plans to brief the city council on Monday at a special called meeting.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I've known Cliff for more than 30 years. And we started working together. He was at the newspaper. I went to work there. And we worked together at the Biloxi Bell. When I worked for Mayor Holloway, Cliff did some work here at City Hall and for Mayor Holloway. Cliff actually worked for three mayors here at Biloxi City Hall. He started with Mayor Hollett, then Mayor Holloway, and then Mayor Gilich. Mayor Holloway hired him to be the kind of the point person on MGM Park to try to lure some business over there. Different events. We've had some events over there, but quite frankly, we hadn't been as successful as the mayor would like to see us be. And Cliff was also the chief of civic innovation as well as economic development. I know that you got a question earlier today, Cecilia, from somebody in the media who wanted to know about what projects Cliff was working on and how are they moving forward. I know you and I had a discussion with Mayor Gilich, and he said that there were a number of projects, and thankfully, you look out right now at what you're seeing on Division Street over there where the new gate is going to be. That is going to be a tremendous roundabout that is going to be there. It's going to be a new 9/11, post-9/11 level of security at that gate, and it is going to be a direct access that goes right over to I-110 on that Division Street, which will be a beautiful boulevard. So I know he was working on that. And there's a couple of other things that we were going to be announcing and are going to be announcing at the State of the City address. But known Cliff Kirkland for over 30 years. He was in and out of City Hall here for 30 years. Well known in the community. And the only thing I can say is that Cliff was a friend of mine. He is a friend of mine. And I'm here for him. And I pray for everyone who is involved in this. I pray that, as the mayor has said, that we remember that justice moves forward, and it is what it is, as the mayor says, and it's not what it's not. So let's just, Monday, City Council will have a meeting, and we'll discuss this more with the mayor. The most of it will probably be an executive session. Cecilia, we had a milestone occasion on Monday, and what happened on Monday was over on Forest Avenue. There's a 2 or 3 block section that goes from the gated Keesler all the way to Bayview Avenue. That was the last section of roadway under this contract that was dirt. So we now have, Oscar Renda has had asphalt on all the roads in East Biloxi north of the tracks. We talked about 55 miles of roads that at one time were all dirt. Today, they're all asphalt. Now, we didn't have a parade. We didn't have any big celebration. What happened was, is now they're going back. They're going to be looking at whatever they've got to fill in. And by fill in, I mean they've got a lot of final course, what they call the surface course of asphalt. As you drive these streets of East Biloxi, where you will see pavement now, you're going to notice that in some cases the manhole cover might be, say, an inch above the pavement. And if you'll look at the gutters and the new curbing that's been installed on some streets that never even had it before, you'll notice that the asphalt may be a half inch or 3/4 inch below. That's because now that they've got everything done, they've got the heavy machinery off of the roads, now they're ready to come in and put that final layer of asphalt. Now, the hardest part of this job, and they made it look hard, was, you know, the underground work, putting in the gas lines, the water lines, the sewer mains, anything else, all the utilities that had to be put in. Once you get to that asphalt, you know, it moves pretty fast, as we saw with Highway 90. The great job Warren Paving did down there. So now what's going to happen is they've already got it all done east of Lee Street. Now they're looking to move over to the rest of it with the final coat. Now, once they do the final coat, are we done? No, what that means is the city first has to tell them we've videotaped all those lines under there. We've video surveilled them. We've looked at them. We've inspected them. Now you can put that final coat of asphalt on. That's about where we are right now. A lot of them, they're putting a final coat of asphalt on. They're also going back, making sure they've got sidewalks and driveways where they need to be. They're doing the landscaping, and they're continuing to keep moving. Just keep it going so that we can get this completely done and get out of there. Meanwhile, what about south of the tracks, Cecilia? I'm seeing a lot of work on Howard Avenue.
There is a lot of work going on Howard Avenue. It's continuing. Like you said, you can see the construction going on. There's some detours.
15-inch sewer line is being installed right now from Banaki, going all the way down the road to Hopkins Boulevard. It's 15 inches, William. Think about how big that line is, and it's gone down about 5 or 6 feet below the ground. They're taking up the whole, over the next month and a half, before the Mardi Gras parades roll, they are going to be done, but they're going to have to close off the southernmost lane of Howard Avenue. And now that's going to be a big hit for those businesses there, but the city's going to do everything it can do to try to keep as much of that road open as we can. They're also not going to close it all at once. They're going to keep the section closed where they're working. So this is major work. I mean, I don't know how else to say it. It's major work. Mayor Gillich has said it, I thought, rather well when he said, imagine that, he said it rather well. He talked about our sewer system was installed in the 1950s and it had a 25-year lifespan. So that's what we're doing today. You know, we are replacing that system.
What's the lifespan of the new system?
The new system is going to be around a really long time. I would think, you know, I don't know. You know what we're going to do? We're going to get Walt Rohde on here, and we're going to get him to sell. The big thing, though, William, is, you know, we're going to now know what's underneath there.
Well, that's the other thing. You know, you were saying they put it in the 50s. If I remember in past interviews, you had stuff that went back to the 20s.
Yes.
You had things that went back over 100 years. You had no clue, or clueless, I love that word. Now you have complete documentation. Your life, it's night and day is not an exaggeration, but a truth. A realism for this city, which is fantastic.
And we're going to know where everything is. That, you can't say enough about the digital mapping that's going to be done, or is being done. Jimmy Lane, by the way, he's our newest contractor. He's down there on the east end working on what they call 6th Street South. So what Jimmy Lane says is, when you're looking at work like this, you not only have to get a contractor, you got to get a really good contractor. Because it's one thing when you got your car, you can relate to this. You take your car to the garage to get the engine worked on. What Jimmy Lane says is, what we are asking you to do is work on the car while it's running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
You know, that's a little bit different.
A little bit different, that's right.
So that's what we're doing. They're having to work on these drainage systems while they're draining. They're going to have, which some people would argue with that, it hasn't been draining, but the water systems, the sewage systems, all that stuff has to be running while they're working on it, and the roads under contract are supposed to remain open for fire trucks and ambulances and everything else. Let's just be happy this thing's just about done. I know from a public affairs standpoint, Cecilia, would you say we're happy?
Yes, we are.
Felix Dines, I want to say that he has been instrumental in making sure that to answer as many of the questions he could do. Same thing with George Lawrence and all the city council. Mayor Gillich likes to say this project started BFF, before FOFO. But it's his now, you know.
And we do have video updates that we put online on the city's website, the city's YouTube page, and also on BTV every month for all three of the contractors, Oscarinda, Hemp Hill, and Lane Construction. So it gives you an update and a progress report on where they're at.
Detailed. You can blow up the map as big as you need to. We're in the throes of the holiday season right now. Cecilia, I went to the wool market Christmas parade. I never had been before. We've got to tip our cap to Nathan Barrett, don't we?
We do. That's, it was on this past Saturday at 2:30 in the Wool Market area, kind of behind Chevron, and went down, I think, Shriners Boulevard and ended at the Wool Market Elementary School where they had Santa and kids there. And I remember the first year that they had it, I went down there and I was so amazed. Of course, we have a lot of parades around here, but there were so many walking units, they were even passing out cupcakes to the people standing on the side of the road. But I've heard it's grown.
It's a great community fair. I think she had the route way off. But let me tell you this. It was an expansive route, and you can see this entire parade on the city's YouTube page. But it was a YouTube channel. It was Nathan Barrett and other organizers, 53 units, and it's growing every year. Great sense of community. All right, let me throw you a curveball. What other holiday events do we have coming up? We need to let people know now.
We have a lot of holiday events coming up. We have... Actually, this Friday, the Parks and Recreation Department has their special news Christmas event. It starts at 6 p.m. at the Donald Snyder Community Center again on Friday. It's open to all ages with physical and mental disabilities, and it is free. We also have the holiday open house, which I believe is this weekend at the Biloxi Visitor Center, where we have a lot of vendors that will be on the grounds and inside selling a lot of their wares. You know, they like to say this is kind of your last chance for Christmas shopping. Stop by the Biloxi Visitor Center, and I believe is it from 8 to 5 or 8 to 4 both days?
I think maybe so, huh, William? But, think she's close?
But you can look at our December newsletter, and you can get those details of the events. And you can also go to the city website at biloxi.ms.us, which also has the city newsletter on there.
We're working on the city's monthly newsletter right now, and we're going to have a good preview of that next week during our Christmas show. William, what's on your mind?
Well, I haven't brought this up in many months.
Hey,
so
about trains.
Here we go. He knows already. This guy's always ahead of me. No matter how I try, the guy is ahead of me. Yes, railroad.
I'm glad you brought that up because there was a news item that I gave a cursory look to, and it came out of Mobile, and the Mobile City Council is getting ready to have a vote over there on what their involvement is going to be in the way of making repairs to whatever train station they have in Mobile to be part of this daily passenger rail service. And so what I needed to go and find out was read up more on that because they want to know what Mayor Gillich thinks about that. He's going to be calling them this morning saying he thinks it's a wonderful idea and they need to do it.
And if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, so don't quote me. And that is where that train stops, right either on one side or the other, is a huge Adams Mark Hotel.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it cannot compete with our... Bimodal or trimodal?
No, multimodal.
Multimodal. Tell them about that. Tell them about
it. That was one of the things that the media member asked. He said, what all do you have to do in Biloxi? Like, do y'all have to build any kind of maybe an intermodal facility? And I said, well, as a matter of fact, I think if you look, We are probably the only multimodal facility between New Orleans, I believe Jacksonville or Tallahassee, one of them. I said, so we're pretty much ready to go there. The ticket counters, the ground transportation, the hotel rooms, MGM Park right nearby. When you look at all of those things, we're ready to go. We got to build the little platform over there, which is not going to be a big deal. But to answer your question, and I took a long time because this show today I think is running like an hour and a half. So there is movement on that, and Mobile's hopefully going to take a very positive position on it.
Well, you've been listening to City Desk. City Desk news and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.